Begin the current daf Masechtas Harayos daf Yud. Begin on the bottom of daf Tes Mabez, 7 lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next parak, the third parak in Masechtas Harayos, Parak Kohen Mashiach, which continues on the theme of the previous parak of Hayra Kohen Mashiach, which continues on the theme, the halachas, of when the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous ruling and follows on his ruling, and that he has to bring a special carbon in contrast to a regular Yachid, who just with a Shigeis Maisa, with just a mistaken action, he brings a carbon chatos, he brings a Parak Kohen Mashiach, which again, when it has these two variables of erroneous ruling and following on that ruling. So says the Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol that's anointed, Shechata, who he sinned, but the Achakach Avar Mimishichusai. But before he brings his carbon, he is demoted from his anointment, meaning he's not the acting Kohen Gadol anymore. V'chein Nasi Shechata, so too in regards to Halacha of when a king, who also has a distinct carbon that he brings for his sin that he does. So if he sins, and then he's taken down from his greatness, from his leadership, from his role as the king. So what's the halacha? So now they're not the Kohen Gadol, the acting Kohen Gadol or the acting king anymore. In spite of that, says the Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Gadol will still bring his special par because at the time that he sinned, he was the Kohen Gadol. And Vahanasi may be sar. The same thing applies to the king, even though right now he's not the king, but when he sinned, he was the king. So he's going to bring his special he-goat, which is unique for the king. However, continues the Mishnah, one step even further. Mashiach Sha'avim Mashiachusai. The Kohen Gadol, the first he was taken away, he's not the Kohen Gadol anymore. V'achakachata, and then after he's not the acting Kohen Gadol anymore, then he sinned. V'chein, and also the same case, but with a different halacha, of Hanasi, regarding the king. Sha'avim Megdulasai, where first he was taken down from his role as the king. V'achakachata, and only then did he sin. Not like in the previous case where he sinned, and only before he brought the carbon was it that he was taken down from his position. Here they were first taken down from that position and then sinned. So here's the difference. Kohen Mashiach may be par, the Kohen Gadol will still bring his special carbon of the par, even though he only sinned after he was taken down. But the king will bring like a regular commoner, since he sinned when he was already not king anymore, he's going to bring a regular carbon chatas like a regular person and not a special carbon of his sar. Now the Gemara asks, there were two cases that the Mishnah described. So if we already tell you in the Sefer the Mishnah, if the Kohen Gadol was taken down from his anointment, meaning he's not the acting Kohen Gadol anymore, as we continue to talk about Yudim and Alf, and only afterwards, subsequently, does he sin. Still, the Mishnah said in the Sefer, maybe Par, he'll bring his special carbon of the Par Kohen Mashiach. So in the Reisha's halach of Chata, where he sinned as the acting Kohen Gadol, and only after that he sinned was he taken down from his anointment, and although he didn't bring his carbon yet, do we have to say that in that case that he's going to bring a par? But if we're telling you that even when he was first demoted from his anointment, and only afterwards did he sin, you're still saying he's going to bring a par. So for sure, when he sins as the Kohen Gadol, and only after that is he taken down from his appointment, of course he's going to bring a par. And that's the Gemara, that's not difficult. Mishum diktani gabi nasi, because there was two personalities we described in the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol, with the Reisha and the Sefer, and also the king. Now, by the case of the king, we said, the chiyavim in the siyusay v'achakachet, regarding the case of the Sefer, we said that if he's first taken down from his leadership as the king, and only then does he sin, we said, by him, kehedid maisi, he brings only like a commoner. So therefore, you would have thought to say that even in the case of the Reisha, when he sins as the king and then he's taken down from his kingship, then he should also, now that he's not a king anymore, bring a carbon like a regular commoner. That's why we have to say the case of the Reisha by the king to say, but no, if he sinned as the king and then he's taken down from his kingship, that since at the time that he sinned he was the king, he'll bring as a king, even though now he's not a king anymore, and he'll bring a special carbon of the Tsar. So once we have to tell you the case of the Reisha by the Nasi, by the king, of Chata V'Achkach Aver, so therefore says the Gemara, Hachid Tani Gab Mashiach, that's why we said, so too the parallel case by the Kohen Gadol, of Chata V'Achkach Aver, if he sins as the Kohen Gadol and then he's demoted, then maybe par, then he brings the bull. But of course, for the case of the Kohen Gadol, we didn't have to tell you that, because if you tell you in the Sefer that he brings the par, for sure in the Reisha. But it's only because by the king, actually, only by the Sefer, by the Sefer we said he doesn't bring as a Hedyot, that he brings as a head, not as a king, and that's why I tell the Reisha that he will bring as a king. So once we said the case of the king in that case, so we also said the case of the Kohen Gadol, but you're right, it wasn't necessary. Now the Gemara asks Manan Amili, from where do we know this from, that this big chiddush that the Kohen Gadol, that even if he's first demoted and then he sins, as he nothing with the sin had anything to do with his appointment of a Kohen Gadol, he's already not a Kohen Gadol, and still he has to bring a par, as we said, in contrast to the king. It says Gemara Detarim Balam because learned the Braisa. Pasuk says in VeYikra regarding the Kohen Mashiach, it says VeHikrav Al Chatase, that he'll bring a carbon on his sin. What's the extra words Al Chatase? Of course, it's bringing a carbon because like the context of the parasha there is talking about that he had sinned as a Kohen Gadol. Says the Braisa Malamit Shemaybi Chatase Mishaaver. What does it mean on his sin? Meaning he brings for his sin even from when he was taken down from his appointment. Now, because the Braisa says Shiyachel, because you would think, because actually logic would dictate the exact opposite. Why? Because you would learn from a Kal V'chomer. Uman nasi shemevi b'shigis ma'isa, if regarding the king, that we find that he brings a carbon for as his unique carbon, even if it was just an erroneous action. The king has not like the par koi mashiach and the par helm dober shal tzibur. He brings his special carbon in Basar for regular shaygig, unwittingly doing something wrong. And yet still, he does not bring his special chatas, his sar, when he's taken down from his appointment of the king. So Mashiach, she'ein mev b'shigas ma'isa, so the Kohen Gadol, who his application is more limited, he doesn't bring just for an erroneous action, el al helm dava im shigas ma'isa. Its qualifications are much more. It has to have an erroneous ruling and a mistaken action. So like Kalshkin, isn't it for sure that we would say that he does not bring his special carbon of the par Kohen Mashiach when he's demoted, just like we found by the king? That's what the pasuk teaches. The hikrav al chatase, that'll bring a carbon for his sin. What's these extra words to tell you? Malamit shemevi al chatase mishaavet, that'll even bring his special carbon even after that he's taken down from his appointment as a Kohen Gadol. He never loses that status once he became Kohen Gadol, and therefore he'll always have to bring the par Kohen Mashiach. Now, then the question is the other way. Then Menasi Nami Nasi Mekavochemer. Then we should say the Kavochemer that for sure the Nasi, the king, should bring his special carbon even after he's taken down from this kingship. Because Amah Mashiach is if we find for the Kohen Gadol. She'ein maybe B'shigas Ma'isa. As we said, it's very limited its application. It doesn't bring the Kohen Gadol when he has just a mistaken action. And yet still maybe Chatzis Mesha'aver, he brings his special carbon from after even that he's demoted. So Nasi She'maybe Chatzis B'shigas Ma'isa. So the king who has a wider application, who he brings his special carbon even with just a mistaken action, ein adin She'maybe Chatzis Mesha'aver, isn't it a Kal V'chomer that for sure he should bring his special carbon even after that he's demoted? Tamalema, that's a pasatija meyikra, says asher nasi yachta, that which the king will sin. Asher sounds like a qualifier, a limitation, which is kishu nasi in, when he's the king, then he'll bring his special covenant of the sar. Kishu had yit loy, but if he's already demoted, what's called aver migdulasai, then he's a commoner, then he won't bring the special carbon, as we said in the Mishnah, and the Sefer, in contrast, in the Risha, if he sinned as the king, even though then he's Aver, Migdulasai, then he'll bring the carbon of the Nasi, but if he was already Aver and then he sinned, then unlike the case of the Kohen Mashiach, he will not bring his special carbon. Continuing on the previous Mishnah, says this Mishnah, Chato Achaloi Nismanu. Let's say they, who are referring to the Kohen Gadol and the king, let's say they sinned before they were appointed to be the Kohen Gadol or the king. And after they sinned, they were appointed to be the Kohen Gadol or the king. Says the Mishnah, they're considered like commoners, which this is the opinion of the Rabbanan, because they go based on the timing of the person's sin. At the time that they sinned, they were commoners, so they bring the carbon of a commoner. Now, although they're Kohen Gadol and they're the kings, they're not going to bring the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol and the king. In contrast, Reb Shimon, I mean, he disagrees. He says, "Im noydu lehem, if it was known to them that they had sinned and that they were obligated in the carbon actually nismanu before they were appointed, so then chayavim." Yeah, then he agrees to the rabban. Then they'll be liable for the carbon of a hedid because the time of the sin and the time of that they were notified were both at the time of when they were commoners. But omission nismanu. But if let's say they only found out about it after they were already appointed to be the Kohen Gadol or the king, then peturin, then they're going to be exempt from the carbon of a hedid. Because Reb Shimon holds that you need to have for the liability both the time of the sin and the awareness of the sin, which is what obligates the person in bringing his carbon. Now, and Rashi points out that actually, therefore, Reb Shimon disagrees with the previous Mishnah too. The previous Mishnah said that the king that sinned, and then he was taken down from his kingship, as the case of the Reisha, he'll still bring the Sar, contrary to the case of the Sefer. Reb Shimon would say that depends. If he found out about it, that when he was taken down, only afterwards did he find out, then he's not going to bring the sar. Because you need to have both the sin and the awareness of the sin at the time of when he's a nasi. So if he only found out about it afterwards when he's not a Nasi anymore, then he's not going to bring the carbon of the Nasi. You need to have both Chata and Yediyah. Ketejas the Mishnah qualifies Ezehu Nasi. Who is this that we're always mentioning the Nasi? Because many times people think the Nasi is the princes, those are the tribes, leaders of the tribes. And that says the Mishnah, no. What we mean in this halacha of the Nasi who brings a special carbon of a Sa'ir, Zemelech, this refers to the king. Shem, like the Pasuk says in Meyikram, when the Pasuk is in Perik Dal Pasuk HaBeis, says that if the Nasi is going to sin and he's going to do one of Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Lekav, one of the commands of Hashem his God that should not be done by mistake and he's going to be guilty, what does it mean, Hashem Elikav? She'ein al gabav ela Hashem Elikav. To tell that the only one on top of him is Hashem, is God, because he's the king. There's no one on top of him besides Hashem. That's who we mean when we say the Nasi. He's the one that's liable for the special carbon of Isar when he does a regular Shigas Meisim. Now the Gemara asked, really, where do we know this halacha of the Rabbanan of the Reisha, which said that even though now they're the king or the Kohen Gadol, but if they sinned when they were a commoner, then they're going to be liable only for the carbon of a regular Hedyit. So as the Gemara, the time of the Brisa, Pasuk Meyikra says, "Im haKohen haMashiach yachta." If the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, will sin, which sounds like that he sinned when he had his anointment, that's when he'll bring his special Par Kohen Mashiach, which says the Brisa Prat LeKaidamis, which that excludes to previous sins. If he sinned and only later was he appointed, where then he'll have the halacha like a Hedyid, and he won't bring his special Par. Now the Brisa actually says that it's actually difficult. Why do you need a pasuk to teach you? We can know this halacha based on logic. Because Oman Nasi should maybe b'shigas maisa. If a king, who, as we said, has a wider application of this halacha, he brings even for just an erroneous action his special carbon of asar, and even so, ein mevi ala kadamas, he does not have that wide application to bring even on sins that he had before he became king. As the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Nasi Yachata, which is only if he sinned at the time there was a Nasi, but not if he sinned and only later was he appointed, then he's actually going to have a halacha like a Hedyit. So Mashiach, regarding the Kohen Gadol, She'ein Mevi El Al Helm Davim Shagis Maisa, so he has a narrow application. He only brings it if he has an erroneous ruling with a mistaken action. So Ein Adin Shalayav El Gadamas, don't we know from logic rated that for sure he's not going to bring on previous sins? Because even the Nasi has a wider application, isn't limited, he's not going to bring on Kedamas. So Mashiach the Kohen Gadol, so we don't need a Pasuk. Says the Braisa, like, no, because Imamartim and Nasi, if you would say that, yeah, the king is not going to bring on Kedamas, on sins that he had before he was appointed, Shekein Ein Mevi Chatasim Mishaavar. Because actually he's more limited in a sense than the Kohen Gadol, because he doesn't bring his unique carbon of the Sa'ir from when he's demoted from his appointment of the kingship, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the Nasi that's of a Migdulasa and then Ischata, we said the Nasi is like a Hedyit. In contrast, Taima b'Mashiach, in contrast, you'll say by the Kohen Gadol, should maybe Chatasa Mesha'aver. He has a wider application. He brings his special carbon even when he's demoted from his Kahuna, from his being the Kohen Gadol. So if so, Hayla maybe Chatasa Mesha'aver, since he brings his unique carbon Chatas. Even when he's demoted, Yovel Al-Kadamas, you would think he has a wider application to bring his special carbon even on sins that he had done before he became the Kohen Gadol. Tamalema, that's what we need the Pasuk to teach. HaMashiach Yechata, the anointed one sinned. Meaning, Chata Keshu Mashiach maybe. If he sinned when he was anointed, then he brings Keshu Hedyid, and maybe if he sinned when he was a Hedyid, even though now, before he brought his carbon, he was appointed and anointed, he's not going to bring the special Par Kohen Mashiach. And the same type of teaching, which we had alluded to before, V'tani Nami Gabe Nasi Kai Gabe, the same type of teaching we learned regarding the king, regarding this, that you need a drasha to say that you don't bring by Kedamas. The Pasuk says in Meyikra, Asher Nasi Yachata, that which the king had sinned, so he brings a special carbon Sa'ir, contrast to a regular Hedyid brings a Kisbo, or Se'ira, a Shigod, or a Shilam. Now, says the Braisa, what does it mean, Asher Nasi Yachata? Which it means he sinned when he was the Nasi. Prat l'kadamas, that comes to exclude. If he sinned when he was a commoner and then he was appointed king, he's not going to bring the special carbon of the king now. Which the difficulty is, as we said before, but here in the opposite direction, but we can know this on logic. What do you need a pasuk for? Uma Mashiach, if regarding the anointed Kohen Gadol, that even though she may be chatas mesha'aver, he has a wide application. He brings his unique carbon chatas of a par. Even after he was demoted from being the Kohen Gadol, even so, he's limited in the maybe al-Kadamis. He does not bring on sins that he had done previously becoming the Kohen Gadol. So Nasi, she'im maybe chatasim mashabit, so the king, who does not bring his unique carbon when he's already demoted from his kingship, so he's limited, in the din shaloyev al-Kadamis, isn't it a kabo chayim, that for sure he doesn't bring on what he had sinned before becoming the king? What do you need a pasuk to teach it for? Well, that says the Braisa. the opposite, the inverse of what we said in the previous braisa. No. Malam Mashiach Shekein Ein Maybe B'Shigis Maisa. No, the Kohen Gadol is in a sense more limited because he does not bring his unique carbon if he only had a mistaken action. Taimi B'Nasi Shekein Maybe B'Shigis Maisa, in contrast regarding the king, who you would say, who he has a more wider application, that he brings his special carbon even just a mistaken action. So Hayla Maybe B'Shigis Maisa, since he brings it even for just a mistaken action, Yavi Alaka Damas, he should bring it even for what he had sinned before becoming the king. That's what the Pasuk teaches, Asha Nasi Yechda, that which the king had sinned, meaning, Shechata Vaharehu Nasi, that he sinned while being the king, Vole Shechata Vaideo Hedya, not what he sinned at a time when he was still a commoner, so although now he became a king before he brought the carbon, he will not bring the carbon of the king, rather that of a commoner. Now the Gemara brings many different drushes from this Pasuk that we just quoted of Asha Nasi Yechda. Talk about Lena Braisa. The Pasuk says, Asha Nasi Yechda, that which the king sins. Now, says the Braisa, Yachal Gezerah, you would think that this is a decree of the king, meaning of Hashem, that the king will sin. Because it doesn't say, as in other psukim, Im Nas Yachata. It doesn't say if, it says Asher, that which the king will sin. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches elsewhere, Im HaKoyin HaMashiach Yachata, that it says in the sister parasha, we're talking about the king that talks about the Kohen Gadol, the anointed Kohen, if he's going to, it says Yachata sin. It says both of them, it says Yachata. Just like over there, by the Kohen Gadol, it means that if and when he will sin, because it says im, which means if. Afkan, here also, when it says yechata, that will sin, by the Nasi, it's also likashe yechata, means that if and when he will sin, but it doesn't mean necessarily that he will sin. Now, that the Gemara actually explains the Brisa. Amamar, the time of the Brisa had said, Yachal Gezer, you think that it's a decree. Heaven, Hashem, is saying that this will happen. Says the Gemara, Gezerim hechatesa. Where do we find such a thing that there's a decree in the Torah that there will be something bad that will happen as if it's decreed and that's the destiny that the Torah is saying will happen, that a king will sin? So Ami, they said, in, yes, Ashkelon, we actually find such a precedence. So it says in the Pasuk in Yikra, Hashem says, V'nesati nega tzaras beveis eretz achuzasim. I will place a nega of tzaras in the house of your land, of your inheritance in Eretz Yisrael, which besurihi lehem. It was a notification to the Jewish people that there will be a neg of tzaras that will come on their houses. The Rabbi Yehuda, he gives a different interpretation of the pasuk when it says v'nesati neg tzaras. When Hashem says I will place a neg tzaras, which sounds like that it should come from itself, meaning from Hashem. Prat l'negi einzin. It's actually coming to exclude if the nega came through something of a different force. Let's say through the blowing of a demon, then it's going to say that the house will not become tamei. But one thing says the Gemara is lava on Rabbi Yehuda. Don't we find Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation says that Besura, the Pasuk is giving a notification that it's ultimately going to be, even though it's something bad, Hachanami, Eme Gezeri. Here also we could say that it's a decree in the Torah that, yeah, the king will sin. Hilcho, Ksiv, Im. That's why it has to say in the other Pasuk of Im HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechta, that if the Kohen Gadol will sin, which as we said means Likash Yechta, that if and when he will sin, here also when it says Asher Nasi Yechta, that which the king will sin, it only means that if and when he will sin. Not that it is a decree, but yes, we could have entertained to say that it was a Gezerah in the Torah. Now, once we introduced the other opinion in that Brisa, because we wanted to bring Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so Rabbi Shimon had given a different interpretation that he says Prat L'Nigi Einzin. And that asked the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Nigi Einzin Mila Mitamo, is that really so, that a nega that comes through some other uncontrollable force, that then the house or the nega, whatever it's on, will not become tamei? But Vatanya Lin, the Brisa, the Pasuk Yikra says, Adam Kiyya, a person that if it will be, as the Pasuk says over there, Ba'ir Basari, in the flesh, in the skin of his flesh, a nega tzaras, so he has this whole tumma of nega tzaras. But from the terminology of Kiyya, that will be, tells us, min hadibra ve'elach, from the time of the giving of the Torah onward, regarding the Negayim, both regarding people and regarding houses, it's saying that whatever was before the giving of the Torah will not have the Tumah of Tzaras. It's only saying that those from now onward, those are the only ones that are going to be Tumah, but those that were there before do not have the Tumah of Neged Tzaras. Which the question is, v'aloi dinu, you don't need this drush of Kiyya, we can know it based on logic. Because Tamei B'Zav, the Tamei B'Negayim, there's Tuma regarding a person that has an emission from his male member of Zav, and there's also Tuma of a Nega. Now, Ma Zav Min Adibra Ve'elach, if we know regarding Zav, and it's only from the time of the giving of Torah onward, because it says there also Ki Yiyah Zav Mibsari, that if it will be that it will flow from his flesh, which tells you that anyone that was a Zav before the giving of the Torah will not be Tamei after the giving of the Torah, unless they had the emission again after the giving of the Torah, So we would know the same thing would apply to a neger too. Why do you need a special drasha regarding neger kiyah? Which it says the brisa, no, because imamarta bezav, if you would say regarding a zav, shekein ein metame ba'enis, by a zav is limited. And therefore, you could say the limitation is only after the giving of the Torah, because azav, the tumah is not if it was beyond one's control, if something forcibly brought it on. That has to be a natural process. Tumah ben negayim, a conjurer by nega, shemetame ba'ainis, where the tumah is going to be even if it was forcibly, for example, if let's say through a person falling, or he got burnt, or he got hit, or through a demon, that same thing regarding, let's say, a nega on a house, where if it became tumah in the ainis, that there it will have the tumah of tsaras. And therefore, maybe has a wider application. Maybe it will apply even to those that had the Tumah of Nega before the giving of the Torah. Tamalayma, that's why we need to have a special pasuk, Adam Kiyah, that in the person, if it will be, that even regarding Tsaras, it's only min adibra ve'elech, it's only limited to if it had it after the giving of the Torah and onward. So that's what the Brisa says. Now, one thing the Gemara says is you see clearly in the Brisa that there is a Tumah of Oinis by Nega. So how does Reb Shimon say that? He says that prat l'negi einsin, that there is no tumah of nega if it was ba'inis. So the Gemara gives two approaches. Rav Ami says, not difficulty. This the Reb Shimon said, prat l'negi einsin, that there's no tumah of tsaras, it was ba'inis, is prat l'negi ruches. It's only excluding if it's a nega that came through spirits, for example, through the blowing of a demon, and if it wasn't through a human. In contrast, the Braisa that says that Negoim Artame, even Ba'inis, was, for example, through a blow or through a burn, that even though that's an Ainis, but since it's through mankind, that will be considered a Negav Tsaras. In contrast, Reb Shimon was talking about that of a spirit. Reb Papa Ami says a similar type of answer. He says when Reb Shimon says Pratla Nega Ainis, was Pratla Nega Kshafim. That was excluding if a Nega came through sorcery, that's not going to have a Tumah of a Nega. In contrast, the Braisa that says that Nega does have Tumah Ba'inis, which, for example, if it's not through sorcery, not through witchcraft, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Continuing on different drushes in the Pasuk that we brought, Tanna Bar Lona Braisa says in the Pasuk, Asher Nasi Yechta, that which a king will sin. Says the Braisa, the word Asher is a qualification. Prat L'chayil, it excludes if he's ill. That has to Gemara Meshum to Havali Chil, because the king is sick, Itchile Menesi Usei, that's a rejection of his kingship, and then he's not going to bring his special carbon sar for when he sins. Then Amar Avdimi Berchame says no, as we had said before, Prat Lanasi Shenitz Tareya. That excludes the king if he had Saras. Shnemek says a pasuk in Lochem Beis. It says to be Naga Hashem es Hamelech, that Hashem gave a neg of Saras to the king. But he mitzarad Yemei said that he was there for a mitzarah till the day that he died. But Yashav Beveis Hachavshes, and he dwelled in the house of the free, meaning he became free from his kingship, which means to say that he was like a commoner, and therefore he doesn't bring any more the carbon sar. Which Rashi points out, there's not like Rabbi Yisi, who he said previously in the Testament Aleph, that the carbon oil of a yairi, for example, is only for someone that could come to poverty, could bring the yairid carbonus, the lower carbonus. And this king who gets saras ultimately does not come to poverty. It's still his own coffers, and therefore he would hold that the king retains his status of a king even though he has saras. In contrast, this interpretation is saying that no, the king, once he gets tsaras, he's not like a king anymore. So it's similar to the halacha that we had said that the king that's over Migdulasai doesn't have the halacha as a king anymore, rather as a hedyid. And therefore, yeah, in that situation, that's what Asher Nasi Yachzer would be excluding, that he wouldn't bring the carbon of the king anymore. As the pasuk says, that by Yosim ben Amelech Alabayis, in contrast, Yosim, the son of the king, he was appointed to be the king because his father, who was a Metzera, was no more king. Now, the Gemara makes an interesting diuk that says, from the fact that it says, once he was no more king anymore, because he had tsaras, and therefore it's not the status of a king, and therefore he'll bring the carbon like a regular hedyot. From the fact that it calls it in the house of the free, it sounds like that up until now, when he was the king, he was the slave. Because it sounds like that actually leadership is a slavery, because he has the yoke of the public on his shoulders. As the Gemara says, Ki hadra min liv Rabbi Shua, as we can see in the following incident, where there was Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua have a Azli Besvente, they were going on a ship. Behadid Rabbi Gamliel have a pita, which Rabbi Gamliel was bread. Behadid Rabbi Shua have a pita besulta, Rabbi Shua had with him bread and flour. Now the reason why he took flour together with the bread is because bread could get moldy. In contrast, flour will last a longer time. Now Shalom Peter Rabbi Gamliel, the bread of Rabbi Gamliel was already finished. So Samach Hasulta Rabbi Shua, he relied on the flour of Rabbi Shua, where they were stuck in the ship longer than they expected, and Rabbi Shua's flour was lasting, and therefore he was able to share it and make bread with it for Rabbi Gamliel. Did you know that we're going to stay so long on the ship that you brought flour? Amalei said to him, yeah, because there's a certain star that comes up once in every 70 years. Umasa eses upon him, and it misleads the sailors. Because the way the sailors would work is that when they would go out to sea, so the captain of the ship would place his eyes northward, and he would see a star that's going to the south. And he would see the star either on his right side or his left side, and as long as he sees that star on one side, he would know which way it's going. But if it turns, if he sees the boat turning the other way, then now the star's in the opposite direction. So he would realign to go that right way. Problem is, there's a certain star that comes up once in every 70 years. Sometimes you could see it in the north, and then it quickly changes to the south. Now, when the sailor's looking one direction, and he sees that, wait a second, now it's the other direction, he thinks he's going the wrong way, so he turns around. Until he realizes that, no, it's this one tricky star that's started one way that's going the other way, and he has to realign again to go back the way it was originally going, to go in the right direction. So Vamarti, I said, Shemeyala Biyasas, and maybe this star is going to happen to come up, and it's going to confuse us, and it's going to take much longer than we expected till we finally get back on course. So Amalei, so Milu said to Yeshua, Kol Kach, there's so much wisdom that there is Biyatcha in your hand, Va'ata Oyle B'Svina, and yet you have to come on a ship for business because to make Parnasa, to make sustenance, and you got to go ahead and spend all this time? Amalei, so Yeshua said to him, Acha Ata Tamai Alai, until you wonder about me that I should be able to make a living from my wisdom, my land, I shouldn't have to be traveling on a boat. Tama Ashnei Talmidim Shiesh Lecha Bayabasha, you should wonder about two of your students that you have on dry land, that Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Yechimen Gudgudya, Sheyodin Lashar Kamatibas Yesh Bayam, they know how to figure out how many drops of water there are in the sea. Ve'elam Pas Lecha V'lebeg Elibash, they don't have bread to eat, and they don't have clothing even to wear. So Nasan Jumlil placed Daitai, his consciousness, Lahishivim Bereish, to place them in leadership positions so that they could have a parnasa, a living from leadership because they're such wise people. Kasha Allah, when he came onto dry land, Shalach Lehem V'lebo, he sent for them, and they didn't come. Chazav Shalach Ubo, he sent for them again, and they finally came. So Amalam, he said to them, and this is the punchline why we're bringing this, Kimedumim Atem Sheshrara Ani Nois Lechem, did you think that I'm giving you leadership? You didn't want to come the first time I sent for you because you were running away, as it says, to be Rechem Nagdula, to run away from greatness, from leadership. However, as we get Tintam at base, he says, no, Abdus Ani Nois Lechem, I'm giving you slavery, because actually leadership is slavery for a person because he has the yoke and responsibility of the public. Like it says, Apostle Lacham Aleph, Vayidabri Elov, that they spoke to Rechavim, the son of Shlaim, a lamer, saying that when he was taking over the ascension of the throne, Im Hayoim Tiye Ever La'amaze, if today you're going to be a slave for this people, then it'll work out for you because the king is not a leader, but rather the slave of the people. And therefore, that's not, as we said, as they thought that it was a leadership. To the contrary, it's a slavery. And therefore, the king that was demoted, that was called Beis HaChavshes, because now he's free from the slavery of being the king. Continuing on other drushes on this pasuk, Tanabon Linda Brisa, it says, Ashanasa Yechta, that if the king will sin. Amr Bichem Mezaka, he says the following homiletic interpretation. He says, Ashri Hadur, praiseworthy is the generation, because the word Asher could be read as Ashrei. Praiseworthy is the generation, Shanasi Shalai, maybe carbon Asher Gagasai, that their king brings a carbon for when he does a mistaken a transgression. Because im nasi shalei may be carbon, that's the passage asher nasi yechta, praiseworthy if the king brings a carbon for a sin. Because if the king brings a carbon, then tzarch ataloyim amau hedu, do you have to say what will be regarding a commoner? If the king, who's not so subservient, has the sensitivity and he brings a carbon for even a mistaken transgression, for sure commoners, they have that sensitivity because they're very subservient anyway, and for sure tashem, and they'll bring a carbon. And v'im asher gagasi may be carbon. If the king brings a carbon even for his mistaken transgression, and he has that sensitivity, tzarech ataloyim amau, then you have to say what would be if he does a deliberate sin. In other words, if he has the sensitivity to realize that even an inadvertent transgression is a problem, for sure he'll realize that his deliberate transgression is a problem, and he'll be chayzeh b'tshuva, and therefore that's a praiseworthiness of the generation. Now, maskev l'rava b'rei d'rabba. He asks on this interpretation of the word asher being ashrei. If that's the case, take the pasuk of the Yikra that says, "Ve'is asher chatem in hakodesh yishalom." That which he sinned from the misappropriating, that which holy, he'll have to pay. Or let's say, "Uberav benavat," regarding the sinner, "Yerav benavat." It says the pasuk Lacham Aleph, "Asher chatem v'asher hechti," that which he sinned and he caused others to sin. Hachanami de asher adayhu. There also you'll interpret the word asher as praiseworthy for that generation. So the Gemara says, no, not every time that it says Asher, it means Ashrei. Shani Hacha, but here it's different by Asher Nasi Yachata, because the Shani Krab Dibur, because the Pasuk changed from its normal terminology. Because in all the similar Pesukim over there, it says, Im Kol Adas Yisrael Yeshku, Im HaKoyin HaMashiach, Im Nefesh. By all of them, by those Karbanis, it says over there that when they sinned, it says the word If. Here it says, Asher Nasi Yachata. And therefore, the reason why it changed from im, from if, to asher, is to tell you and allude to this ashrei, because it is a praiseworthiness that the king realizes and brings a carbon for his sin. Similarly, Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizdi says, "My dechsip, what does it mean a pasuk in Kehelis?" And this is in Perik Ches pasuk Yedal that says, "Yesh hevel asher nasa la'aretz." There is a vanity that is done on the land. Begayim etc. With the pasuk there continues, it says, "Asher yesh tzadikim," because there are righteous ones. "Asher magi alim kemais rishom," that comes to them like the actions of the wicked. "V'yesh rishom," there are wicked ones. "Asher magi alim kemais tzadikim," that it reaches to them like the actions of the righteous. "Amarti aset shagam zahav," this is also vanity. Begayim etc. So what does this mean, asher? So a similar type of vidrash like Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. Says the Gemara, Ashreyim litzadikim shemegeli, and prayers were the other righteous ones that it reaches them. Kemaisa harisham shal oilam haba, like the actions of the wicked and what they get in the world to come, that the righteous get this bo'ilam hazeh in this world. In other words, that the righteous get saras in this world, just like the wicked get in the world to come. And that's praiseworthy for the righteous, that they suffer in this world. In contrast, oilem l'rishoim shemagialim, woe to the wicked, that it gets to them, kemaisa tzadikim shaloilem haba, like the actions of the righteous, what they get for that in the world to come, the wicked get that bo'ilem hazeh in this world. Because in the second half of the pasuk, it doesn't say asher, it just says v'yesh, which sounds like that rather it's woe to the wicked, that they get the good in this world, just like the righteous get the good in the world to come, which that's bad for the wicked. Like the pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Zayin, U'mushalem l'slanim alpanav, Hashem gives the good to the righteous so that they use up everything they have and that they have nothing left for the world to come, which is bad for them. That's why it says, Asher nasa la'aretz, because of it's good for the wicked, it's good for the righteous to suffer in this world, and it's bad for the wicked that they have good in this world. And this interpretation, Amar Rava, Rava says, he asks, Atu tzadiki i'achli tere almi misani lehu? Regarding the righteous, if they consume both worlds, is that bad for them? In other words, is it bad for the righteous that they'll get both worlds, good in this world and the next world? Why do you have to say that's praiseworthy for them that they get suffering in this world? Elam HaRava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation. It says, Hashem l'tzadikim, praiseworthy is it for the righteous, shemagi alim, that they attain goodness, like the way the actions of the wicked that they get good in this world, and so too the righteous get the same thing, that they also get good in this world, because we know the righteous, the wicked get good in this world, like it says in Misham L'Sainav. Now, that's something that the righteous also get in this world, and praiseworthy for the righteous that yes, they get good in this world and in the world to come. In contrast, woe to the wicked that they get suffering, like the way it is that there are for the actions of the righteous that they get suffering in this world, so too the wicked also get suffering in this world too. Because it sounds like that, yeah, the wicked will get saras, just the way some that it is at times that righteous also suffer in this world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that for some of the sins that they do, the righteous suffer in this world so that they should get all the good reward in the world to come. So too we find that the wicked also suffer in this world, and therefore woe to them, says the pasuk, that they don't have good, not in this world and not in the world to come. Related to this idea that it definitely could be and should be that the righteous get good in this world and the world to come, the Gemara brings the following incident. Rav Papa, Rav Hun Bar Yeshua, Asla Kamei D'Rava. Amalahu, he said to them, Ukimtin Mesech Deplan Mesech Deplan. In other words, do you have these following Mesechtes well versed in your mouth, that you know these Mesechtes? Amrulayin, they said to him, yes. So therefore they were learning. Iasrisu Purti says, do you have a little bit of wealth? That you don't have to go and put in too much effort to get sustenance? That you have enough time left over to toil in the words of Torah? Amrulayin, they said to him, yes. Because the Zabnan, each one of us bought Katina de Aras, small piece of land. And from that we have enough sustenance that we have in bounty from that land. Sakari Elayu, he said upon them, Ashreim letzadikim, praiseworthy for the righteous, shemagi aleim, that it reaches to them, kemaisa harashom, sheboil mazeh, boil mazeh, that the righteous get what the wicked get in this world, which is goodness, so too the righteous get good in this world and the world to come, because like we said before, like Rava says, that the righteous get good in this world and the world to come. related discussion regarding the contrast between tzaddikim and rishayim. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi v'chana Amar Biyechin." It says, "Mind to say, what does it mean pasuk in Hoshea? Ki sharim darche Hashem, because upright are the ways of Hashem. V'tzaddikim yilchabam, and the righteous go in them. U'payshim yikashlubam, and the sinners they stumble in them." Says the Gemara, "Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam shatzol b'schem." This could be compared to two people who roasted their korban Pesach. Echad achlu l'shem mitzvah, one of them eats it for the purpose of it being a mitzvah eating. V'echad achlu l'shem achilah gasa, other one eats it as a glutton for the purposes of gorging on food. Zesha achlu l'shem mitzvah, the one who ate it for the purpose of a mitzvah, he's tzaddikim yilchabam. He's the righteous who they go in it, and this fulfills them. Zesha achlu l'shem achilah gasa, conscious the one who ate it not for the purpose of a mitzvah. He just wanted to eat a delicious dessert like the korban Pesach is. He's considered a payshim yikashlubam. That sinners will stumble. So they're doing the same thing, and the righteous will use it as a way of growth, and the sinners will use it as a way of stumbling. On that, Amalei Rish Lakish, she asked in that interpretation, he says, Rasha Karisli? You're going to call this guy who ate for delicious, good piece of lamb, that you're calling him a wicked person? And he delay of a mitzvah the mumcha, although he's not doing the mitzvah in the most ideal way, Pesach mi lekaachal, didn't eat the karm Pesach, he fulfilled it. He's just like, delicious, this is good meat. He's not eating it for the purpose and the focus and the intentions of the korban Pesach, but you wouldn't call such a person a wicked person. Ella rather, he says, Mashal shnei b'nei adam, you could understand the interpretation of this pasuk with the parable of comparing it to two people. Ze ishtei v'achoyse ima b'bayis, both of them. This guy has his wife and his sister in his house. Ze ishtei v'achoyse ima b'bayis, and this other person has his wife and his sister in the house. The same type of situation which we're saying, you have yesharm derech Hashem, one person will stumble and the other one will grow. Echad nizdam lo yishtei. One of them, he encounters his wife, and that's the one that he sleeps with. Echad nizdam lo yishtei. The other one encounters and he sleeps with his sister. Zesh nizdam lo yishtei. The one who encounters his wife, tzadikim yelchabam. He's the righteous that go in the path of Hashem and grows from this. Zesh nizdam lo yishtei. The other one who encounters his sister is the peishim mikashamam, are sinners who stumble in the situations that they have, and he's sinning by having relation with his sister. That is the gemara midami. Is this comparable to the pasuk? Anan kamrin and chadaderech. We're saying in the pasuk that it's one path, the path of Hashem, the same path. This one will go in it, and this guy will stumble in it. V'hachashnei drachim. But the way you're describing it, it's two different paths. This guy encountered his wife, and this guy encountered his sister, which are two different paths. So Ella rather says the Gemara a different interpretation. Mashal Light yishtei b'nois. So this could be compared to as a parable with Light and his two daughters, as the biblical encounter tells us that his two daughters intoxicated their father and slept with him and had children from him. They who their purposes and their intention was for mitzvah purposes, they thought there's no one left anymore in the world and they wanted to proliferate and procreate. They're considered the righteous who go in it. He whose intention was to sin with his daughters is considered sinners who stumble. So you have the same situation, yet one is considered tzaddik, one is considered a pesheya. On that is the Gemara, b'bidimah hu namah l'shem mitzvah mecham. How do you know? Maybe he also intended for mitzvah purposes. Maybe he thought there's no one left, and he was doing it for the purposes. Why are you calling that stumbling? So Amar B'yechin, and he says, no. Kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shem aveir nema. The following pasuk that we're going to quote was every word that could be interpreted for the purposes of late having a lustful desire of immorality, and therefore we know his intention was to be immoral with his daughters and not for noble purposes. Like the pasuk says in Bereishis, says that when he was departing from Avraham Avinu, it says Vayisa Light, that Light lifted up, as the pasuk there continues in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud, which the Gemara is going to expound every word, that he lifted up his eyes and he saw the whole plain of the Jordan, that it's all full of water. And before Hashem had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it was like a garden of Hashem in the land of Egypt when one would come to Tzair. So when it says Vayisa Light, that he lifted up, similar to a pasuk in Bereishis that says, "Vatisa Eishes Adonim Vesenecha," that the wife of his master, that is Eishes Potiphar, lifted up her eyes lustfully to be mezana with Yosef. We see that Vayisa is Vatisa. So too, when it says that he lifted up as ein of his eyes, it's similar to like it says in Sefer Shaftim, "Vayimish Shimshin Begemer." Shimshin said to his parents, "Oisa Kachli Har Delayla is who you should take for me. Kihi Yeshar Beina, because she's very appropriate in my eyes." You see again that Einav be'einai is a lustful looking. When the pasuk continues by light and says vayar that he saw, similar to the pasuk in Bereishis that said vayar oisa Shechem ben Chamor, that Shechem, the son of Chamor, saw Dina and he violated her. Again, that's the same thing of Avera of Znus with all these words having the same corollary. And when it says that late so es kol kikar yadin, the whole plain of the Jordan, which is similar to the pasuk in Mishlei, it says that it uses the same word kikar in a lustful way. Because of a prostitute of a woman, a man becomes ad kikar lechem. He's so poor until he, that he doesn't have a loaf of bread. Again, the same word kikar being used regarding zaynus. Kichula mashku, when the pasuk continues by late, because it was all bounty with liquid. I mean to say that there was the earth was appropriate for vegetation. Similar to, like it says, the pasuk in Hosea, Elcha acher ma'ahava, I will go after my lover, Nois nilachmi umeme, who gives me my bread and my water, Tzamri yopishti, my wool and my linen, Shamni bishikuyai, my oil and my liquid, my beverage. So you see that mashke refers to shikuya again in regards to lustful relationships, and therefore we know that Late definitely had immoral intentions, therefore he was considered a patient mikashabam. Well, that is the Gemara. Who cares what he usually was like? But to remain this honest, in this situation, it was beyond his control. He was forced because he was actually intoxicated. He wasn't aware what was going on when they had relations with him. So how could you say that it's considered Pashlam Yikashlam? That says the Gemara, Tanam Hashem Reb Yisrael Reb Chayni, Lama Nokut Alvav Shebekayma Shebechira. Why in the Pasuk when it says that the father was drunk and therefore he didn't know that when his daughter had slept with him and when she got up from him, why is there a dot on top of the vav in the Sefer Torah when it says the vav in the word Shebekayma? Lemelcha, it's coming to tell you, because it's not totally that he didn't know about when she got up, because Shebeshachva lo yada, when she laid down to sleep with him, then he didn't know because he was drunk. Bekayma yada, when she got up, he realized what had happened, and therefore he was aware. That is the Gemara, but my Hava Lulim Ever, what should he have done? My Dahava Hava, what was? Who cares that he became aware? But that's still something that was already after the fact. That says the Gemara, no, Nafkamina, what the takeaway from that is Dilapanya Achrina Loi Beilemeshta. The following evening, when the younger daughter was going to sleep with him, he shouldn't have drank again. He realized that they're doing something which is inappropriate, yet he did it because he wanted it, even though he was drunk, and therefore it is considered Upoishim Mikashamam. Continuing on to the same theme regarding light, Darish Rabbah expounded, might have said, what does it mean in Pasuk in Mishlei? Ach Nifsha, a brother who sins, Mikiryas Oiz, from the fortified city, will make Umidyanim, will make fights, Kibriach Amran, like the bolt of the palace. What does this mean? Says the Gemara, Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Oiz, the brother who rebels from the fortified city, Zel Loit Shapirish Mavram. This refers to Loit, who separated from Avram, because the word Nifsha is related to the word of Nimrod, of rebelling, where he rebelled against Avram, because he separated from him. And the reason why we know it's Avram, Mikiryas Oiz, is because Oiz like Oz, which means strong. And Avram, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, which refers to Avram, El Tzru Chaytzvasam, to the rock, which was hewn out, Avram was like a rock. So the rebellious brother, where in the Torah Avram himself calls Light like his brother, he rebelled against him, where he separated and he left Avram Avinu. Umidyonim kibriach arman, and disputes like a bolt of the palace. What does this mean? It's shehitl midyonim bein Yisrael la'aman, where he made a dispute between the Jewish people and the midyonim, meaning between him and the Jewish people, which made it ultimately like a bolt of the palace, which locks out those on the outside that they can't come in. So too, the Amoni and my Avi cannot go ahead and intermarry with the Jewish people. Shnomach says the Pasuk in Devarim, Lo Yavi Amoni Ma'avi Bekal Hashem, which those were from the two daughters of Light, which the people of Am and Amayev cannot enter the assembly of Hashem. That was because of Light's doing of leaving Avram Avinu. So too, continues Darsh Rava. Rava expounded, Vitam, some says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'adach said, what does it mean in Pasuk in Mishlei? L'tayva Yevakish Nifrin. For lust, for desire, he desires, and that will he's looking to separate. B'chol tushia yizgala, in every wisdom, it will be uncovered. What this means is, l'taiva, for the desire of a sin, of lustfulness, yivakish nifrid, that makes someone look for separation. Ze light, shenifrid mavram, this refers to light, who separated from Avram Avinu, like it says, v'yipardu Yishmael Achav, that they separated one from his brother, because he wanted to do things that were inappropriate, therefore he left Avram Avinu. And says the pasuk, b'chol tushi yizgala, which the word yizgala is like the word of giloi, and every wisdom will be revealed, shenizgala kalayna bevatik enesisu bevatim edrashis, that the disgrace of light is revealed in all the shuls and all the study halls, the nalik, gulayna mishnah mesech sivamis, that says, amayna mi'avi asur in isra oilam, that the amayna and mi'avais are forbidden forever to enter the Jewish people. So not only does it say in the shuls when they read the Torah, but also in the study halls when they learn the Mishnah Masech Tzivamis, shows the disgrace of light because of what he desired that made him never be able to come into the assembly of the Jewish people. a similar type of an understanding about a person's relations and that are forbidden, and depending on the person's intentions when they're doing it, Valmar Uli says, Tamar Zinsa. Tamar, as the biblical account tells us, was Mizana with Yehuda. And Bezimri Zina, so too in the biblical account, says that Zimri, the head of the tribe of Shevet Shimon, he was Mizana with Kuzbi. Tamar Zinsa, however, Tamar was Mizana, and her intention was for mitzvah purposes because she wanted to have children from the righteous, like it says, because she saw that Shelah was older and Yehuda wasn't giving her, and she wanted to marry into the tribes of the Jewish people. So, Yatsu Mimenu Malachim Nevi'im, although she was Mizana, what came out from her were kings and prophets. In the contrast, Zimri Zina, Zimri was Mizana, but his intention was for sinful purposes. And look at the contrast, Nafl Kamar Vavas Mi'Yisrael, how many tens of thousands of Jewish people were killed. Similar type of a teaching. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, he says, G'doyla aveiru l'shma, how great is a sin, but that's done for the sake of Hashem, which similar to like we said before, if they could be called similar types of things, the daughters of Loit and Tamar, similar ideas. So says the Gemara, how great is a sin for the sake of Hashem, mi mitzvah shalei l'shma, it's even greater than the mitzvah that's not done for the sake of Hashem. Shlomak says the pasuk in Shaiftim. It says, "Tevoirich minoshim yal, blessed from the women is yal, Eishes chevra kini, the wife of chevra the kini, because she, when she had relations with Sisera, her intention was for mitzvah purposes, because she wanted to weaken him so that she could kill him, which ultimately she did, and she's blessed minoshim ba'il tevoirich. She's more blessed than the women in the tent. Now, man ninu minoshim ba'il. Who are the women in the tent? As we find in the Torah, that refers to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Balea, Ari, Mahis, and we find that she is greater, so she did an Avera, Lishma, was greater than Mitzvah Shalei Lishma. And that is Gemara Ini, is that really so? From the fact that it says how greater is a sin that's done Lishma, from Mitzvah Shalei Lishma, that obviously sounds like they're doing a Mitzvah Shalei Lishma, is something that's not so good. On that says the Gemara of Amar Yehuda Merab. It says Lo Elam Yasek Adam Teira Mitzvahs Afil Shalei Lishma. Person should always toil in Teira Mitzvahs, even not for this pure sake of doing the Mitzvahs of Hashem, because Shemitech Shalei Lishma Ba Lishma. Because since a person will do it not for its sake, it will ultimately bring him to do it for its sake. So if you see that it is a good thing, so why is it making it sound like that even Aveir Lishma is better than it? So that rather Ema says the Gemara, you should say no. Great is Aveir Lishma. In other words, if someone does it for a mitzvah purpose, kim mitzvah shalei lishma, like a mitzvah that's done not for its sake, that it is on equal footing. And that it's not saying that she was bigger than the women in the oil, but rather that it's learned out from the noshim ba'oil, that she's also great because she did the avera lishma. Now, Amar B'yechin, he says, Sheva be'ilois bol oisa rasha ba'isa shah. There were seven acts of relations that wicked person, Sisera, had with Yal at that time. How do we know this? Shnemak says that in Pasuk and Shaftim over there, it says, Bein ragleo kara, between her legs he kneeled, Nofal he fell down, Shachav he lay down, Begoymer, etc. Where if one counts it, it says, Bein ragleo kara, between her legs he kneeled, that's one, Nofal he fell down, that's two, Shachav he lay down, that's three, Bein ragleo kara, the Pasuk continues, between her legs he kneeled, that's four, Nofal he fell down, that's five, Bashakara that he kneeled, that's six, Sham Nafal Shaday, there he fell, use again the word Nafal, he fell down dead over there, that's seven. So you have a total of seven Be'ilas. Now that is the Gemara, but Hakam is Hanyim Avera. Although she was doing it for noble purposes, what we call Avera Lishma. But ultimately she was having pleasure, but she was having relations, it was a pleasurable act, from a sin. How could she have done such a thing? And how could she be applauded for that? So Amar Rabbi Yechonah, Meshur Mishur Minyecha, he says, no, Afil Tevasim Shavasham, even the good, the acts of pleasure of the wicked, Rohi Etzel Tzadikim, is considered bad by the righteous. She did not get any pleasure and benefit out of it. It was considered despicable for her, but she did it for righteous purposes. Therefore, we allowed her action and say how great is the Aveir Lishma. Now, we said before, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merab, he says, Lo Elam Yasek Adam Terev Mitzis, Afil Lishal Lishma. A person should always toil and do Terev Mitzis, even if he's not doing it for its pure, noble sake. Shemitech Shal Lishma Ba Lishma, because if a person does it, Shal Lishma, ultimately will come to the level of Lishma. As the Gemara illustrates, Shebeschar Membeis Karbanis, Sheikr Bal Karasha, and the reward of the 42 Karbanis that the wicked Balak brought, which he was actually bringing to destroy the Jewish people, but three times he made seven altars, and on each altar he brought a parana ayil, which is a total of 42 karbanas. And although it was shaloi lishma, not for the pure sake, to the contrary, zachav yatzim men rus, he merited that it should come out from him, Rus, who from her came out David, and that's why she was called Rus, because Shariva, that her grandchild, David, saturated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with shiris and shabachas, like the Gemara says in Brachas and Baba Basra. The Amar Beitz Reb Chanina says Rus was Bas B'nai Shel Eglon, was the granddaughter of Eglon, who is Ben B'nai Shel Balak Melech Ma'iv, who is the grandson of Balak, the king of Ma'iv. So you see, because since he did something, albeit Shel Adashma, ultimately brought to the level of the Shema, which Rus and her grandson, David HaMelech. Now, continuing and finishing up with light, Amar B'chibar Abba Amar B'yechanan, he says, Minayin She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back, afil Eschar Sichana, even the reward for just appropriate words that a person uses. Mahachat, from here, from the previous incident we mentioned with Light and his two daughters. The Ilu Bechira, the Kar Yemayev, in contrast, the older daughter who called her child from her father, Mayev, which sounds like May Avi, from my father. So that's not so such clean language, because it's telling the world that this was from her union with her father. Amalei Rechman L'Mesha, so there the Hashem, the Torah tells Mesha Beinu, the Pasuk in Devarim, Al Tatzeres Mayev, do not oppress Mayev, Al Tiska Ba Muhammad, don't go ahead and wage war against them. Now the inference from that it says Al Tiska Ba Muhammad tells you, Muhammad, it's regarding war, as we continue to talk about Bi'ad Alf, who delay. That's what the Jewish people can't do with them. Hatzi Uri Tzarinu, but they could afflict them, they could cause them pain. Ve'ilu tzi'ira de kar yeben ami, whereas the younger daughter, who she called her child from her father, the son of my people, which is a more appropriate, clean language, because she doesn't want to notify her to the world that she was impregnated from her father, like the son of my people. Amaleh, so regarding that, to them, Hashem said to Maisha, al titzurim, don't pain them, bal tiskabam, and don't start up with them. But in fact, that doesn't say the word melchama, sounds like klal. At all, that affiliatory lie, that even just to bother them, one should not do to them. And not only that, but Rashi points out that even regarding the older daughter that she called her child based on her father, the Pasuk publicizes in Bereishis Yotes, Vatishkev Esavi, it says explicitly that she laid with her father. Regarding the younger daughter who didn't say that, it says Vatishkev Imai, she laid with him. It doesn't say Avia, because again, since she was more modest, and that was the reward that her descendants had a greater level of tolerance for that the Jewish people had to have greater tolerance for them than that of the Moabites. Now, Amar B'chir Bar Oven, Amar B'shu Ben Karchai says one more teaching that we see from this is La'ilim Yaktim Adam L'dvar Mitzvah. Person should always be from the first ones to perform a mitzvah, because these two daughters, as we said before, had noble intentions. They were actually considered tzaddikim yelchubam. In the reward of the older daughter going before the younger daughter one night earlier to have relations with their father, she married to have first four generations in the monarchy, in the Jewish people, because from Rus, there was Ovid, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. In contrast, the younger daughter, she didn't have any of the nobility of the Jewish people until Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, who is from his wife Namaha Amoinis, from the Amoinim. That was only after four generations from Maya, from Rus, only then later came that of the people of Amoin, again because the older daughter, although there was a problem the way she spoke, but she went and had the mitzvah with her father a day earlier, therefore she merited four generations before only then the younger daughter then came into the picture in being in the royalty of the Jewish people.